definitely get you in touch. She's away at the moment. When she gets back, I'll just do it through Facebook, the Sambo Patrick, my naturopath.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, no, I'd love to. I saw I think you tagged her in one of the posts, one of the Hemp Labs posts on Facebook or something, and she was like, yeah, she said like it's the way of the future or something like that. Yeah, I'm sure being a naturopath, she'd be very...
Yeah, it might be something she can just recommend to the people and that.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Definitely.
Do you want to get back to it?
Hey?
I guess, just
from what you said, like, so there's no pain.
Well, but also,
too... how many drops a day did you have? Three.
I had a bit of inflammation. Oh, did I tell you about this? I went and had an ultrasound on my hip.
No. Is that from the car accident? Why you had the ultrasound or not?
Oh, I had a lot of pain in my left hip.
Yeah.
And I was just a bit concerned because, you know, you should never... people sort of have a pain or they might find a lump somewhere and they go, oh, it'll go away,
yeah.
I won't worry about it.
No, listen to your body.
You gotta listen. Yeah, you gotta listen to your body and you gotta think, okay, I don't believe in running to the doctor every second day.
Yeah.
I don't even really go to a doctor, but anyhow, I went and my left hip was really, really painful, like really sore, again, like my hands.
Yeah.
Was waking me up and I thought, I don't want to start taking drugs.
Yeah, you don't want to have to start taking
that. But
like,
I want to find out if there's an issue with my hip, because even though I'm young, as you get our hips and our knees and our joints go, and doing exercise, walking, whatever it may be.
How old are you though, for the listeners?
59.
Just, yeah, just for
59
context.
Years young, very young. Yeah. But the thing is, you can lose. There's a socket between between the bone. There's like a little. Can I call it a liquid socket?
Yeah, I think I might know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like where your leg...
Your hip.
Bone connects into the hip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, in between there's a little cushion of water of some description.
Yeah.
So, I went to the doctor and told him, and he said, well, the best thing, we'll have an ultrasound done. So when they did the ultrasound, the guy said it's inflammation.
Really?
So, what's inflammation caused by? Do you know?
No.
Okay.
Not doctor. Oh,
diet.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
But
what
causes inflammation in the body? It's not just age. Someone can be 22 and have it.
Yeah. Well,
so,
and as you said too, especially diet is actually a really big thing.
Diet's the number one thing.
Yeah.
And then, even though we've just had some yummy chocolate.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Yeah.
So for me and for my blood type and for me, sugar and certain foods can trigger inflammation. So it'll be really interesting in, say, 2 months' time, one weekend, I'll eat some of the foods that I'm not supposed to have, but I can still eat, but that cause inflammation and see what happens.
So what was back to your hip though?
Oh, the hip, sorry. So it was inflammation.
Really?
Inflammation
causing the pain.
Causing
and irritation.
The pain, yeah. So I didn't go back to the doctor.
Yeah, how long ago was that? The ultrasound?
2 months.
Oh, so a little bit ago.
Just 2 months, not for long.
Yeah, but...
So that's when I increased my tablets I was taking. For the joint pain and for inflammation, the natural ones with the...
Yeah.
I got it from the chemist, but it had turmeric and magnesium. It was a really good blend.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was still costing $24, a fortnight.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And again, it's like anything. Once you stop it, the inflammation comes back.
Yeah,
So it's a combination of... it's a combination of diet, exercise, but the food we eat. But there is a few ladies that go to gym, and I must talk to them, but one lady in particular, like, she goes to gym 6 times a week. She's really into fitness. She's not slim
by
any means, but she does it for her body.
Yeah.
To keep her body moving.
Mm.
Mobility.
Well, and for your muscles too, your muscle density, it's actually good to lift weights and train, etc.
But I think with what the product you've got to offer people is that some people don't. We just need to educate them. That's what it's all about. Yeah. It's just to educate people that, you know, look at your diet, look at your food. You know, we're not dietitians or doctors, of course. No way.
Yeah, not at all. We're not making any claims here.
No. But the thing is, well, I've said to people, and I can say this being in my industry, is that I say to women, keep a food journal for a month.
Yeah.
To find out, like, if women are having skin issues or girly issues, you know, find out. Because, you know, some people can have one thing and it could trigger so many things in their health.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you're so spot on because, you know, like, since Will did up, like, my meal plan and I've been training and, like, sticking to that, I've even just noticed a massive difference in my energy and, I guess how I feel because I'm fueling, like, I'm not adding any sauces or, like, no preservative type foods. Like, it's all just real clean.
Clean eating.
Like, steamed veggies and meat.
Which is great.
That's pretty much what I'm eating. And I'm, like, eating white meat, some red meat, and a bit of fish. Oh, yeah, fish is white meat. But, yeah, no, you're spot on. It's even say, like, yeah, if some, like, for yourself, taking CBD for your arthritis in your hands, but then there's all these other things too that if we, so many of us, I feel, don't actually pay attention to what we're consuming through our mouth into our body. And with all the fast food and, like, as you said, we just ate some chocolate before, but
we had a healthy lunch though.
Yeah, lunch was good. Some tuna salad. That's good. So do you think the oil has also then helped your hip?
Oh, yeah. I think just my whole mobility has changed. And I honestly have to say my sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, I haven't.
It's good to hear, though. It's good to hear that it's helping, you know. Because it just shows us even more, you know what I mean? Like, so many doctors are reluctant to, and this again is just from things I read and see out there, but a lot of people are reluctant, are like, oh, there's not enough study done on it, da da da. But it's like you've got all these people that it's a natural substance from a plant, and we actually make cannabinoids in our body ourselves.
Right.
But you're just adding some exogenous cannabinoids. Like, so it just, like, it makes sense. And people are actually getting astounding results. You know, like yourself, your hands are now pain-free.
Hmm.
Which is amazing.
And
giving you a better, like, essentially quality of life and comfort.
Well, and to be able to wear a ring.
Yeah.
You know, a piece of jewellery that I love wearing that I haven't been able to wear.
Because
my hands. So I used to wake up in the morning and there's no way in the world I would be able to put that ring on.
Yeah.
Unless I had some anti-inflammatory. And the anti-inflammatory tablets, a lot of times too, it's fluid. But the there's a difference between fluid and actual arthritic pain.
Yeah.
But now I can wake up in the morning. I have no excess fluid. That's another thing. No excess fluid in my body.
That's good.
And a lot of women can retain fluid.
Oh, okay, yep.
Well, a lot of people, men
yeah,
and women.
Yeah, I guess
men and women, but
yeah.
No, absolutely nothing.
Oh, I'm happy to hear. It's good.
Happy days.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see, like, it's only 2 weeks.
Yeah, see, like, what's some long-term...
Maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
To see the...
Yeah, you know, like, I guess, like, whether, for some reason, if you start getting some pain again, or if it's, like, yeah, it will be interesting to see over a longer period of time.
Well, I'm taking consistent nothing else.
Yes, nothing. And they, nothing else.
Not even the greens anymore.
Oh, not even the alkalis and greens?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm not, well...
That's still probably good for you, though.
Yeah, it would be good for me, but I've chose not to do it just for a while.
Just to...
Well, if it... maybe another 2 weeks, I'll bring the greens back in. Because it is, I like
get a good gauge.
Yeah, of, I like it. I do like it first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
But I just think when you're trying something natural and it's you haven't had it in your body before, you're better off not to be taking other things with it.
Yeah.
So far it's been amazing results, so I'll just keep with it.
No, that's good.
And as I said to you, I'll keep a record of, you know, how long it lasts me. Like if I'm having 3 drops in the morning, 3 drops at night.
Yeah.
And
because everyone's dose is different too. Yeah, dose is going to vary from person to person. There's like no one size fits all sort of thing with CBD.
And you're saying too that you could actually put it on your skin.
Yeah, so it can be used for topical use.
You might be able to answer. Yeah. What about scar tissue?
Scar tissue? Ooh, I actually have an...
might have to try that out for you.
Something I need to do some research on.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I could...
I don't know. I actually don't... I really don't know, because I know that, well, like, CBD helps regulate your body into a homeostasis state. But...
That's why you
it
feel
it
so...
does, yeah, it can... It brings balance back to your internal
So that could be
system,
why I'm just feeling so
system.
Chilled.
Yeah, because it, like, so it regulates your nervous system, your immune system, and it just brings balance back. Whereas, like, that's the difference with CBD to pharmaceuticals and for, like, just, like, any type of pharmaceuticals, whatever you're taking it for, but... pharmaceuticals basically just like they suppress symptoms.
Oh, yeah.
They just suppress it. They don't fix it.
That's right.
Whereas CBD actually re-regulates your body and brings it back into balance. So like with inflammation, we have anti-inflammation and inflammation because inflammation also helps heal, you know, when you hurt yourself in certain ways. But some too much inflammation isn't good.
No, that's right.
That's where you need the anti, and that's where the CBD comes in and helps to just bring balance.
Well, I'm going to try it on my skin.
Yeah.
I'll just
try a couple drops.
Just one night, I'll just put some on my skin when I go to bed, before I go to bed, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's definitely, as I was talking earlier, and that's another big thing that, you know, there's CBD products popping up everywhere, but yeah, CBD skincare. Is becoming a bit of a big thing as well. I'm going to see. Welcome back to episode 2 of the Hemp Lab. And today I am joined by my lovely mother. And she's going to be sharing how the CBD is helping her with her arthritis that she has in her hands. How you been?
Been great, thanks. Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Here on the sunny Gold Coast. All the way from Melbourne.
Yeah, a bit of a last minute trip.
That's good. It's good you can do it.
Yeah, needed to get a fix. It's actually really nice too because it's been so rainy and cold. Like today, I think it's like 8 degrees at the moment, and it's like raining down in Melbourne.
What's the temperature here?
I don't know, because we're recording this on my phone. But
yeah, I think it's
it's got to be nice because it was actually quite warm outside.
It's 22.
Yeah. But yeah, so
Melbourne.
Mum has been using the Hemp Lab CBD for about, how long have you been using it for now?
Nearly 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks on Monday.
And how's it going?
Unbelievable.
Yeah?
I have, as you know, got a bit of joint pain and arthritis in my right hand, in my last two fingers.
And what's that from?
Arthritis, what's it from?
Yeah, oh no, like, do you think, like...
Oh, I think...
Is it, well, you did nails and was a beautician for, like, a long time.
I think it's something to do with age.
Oh, yeah, of course it's ages.
But, no, sometimes, well, actually what happened with my little finger, as you can see, it's got quite a bend in it.
Yeah.
It was just, probably a good, maybe, year ago now, it was just really sore, like the joint pain.
Yeah.
Now, if I'd had something to take prior, that would back then, but one, like, it was just painful all the time.
Really?
And then all of a sudden it just changed. Just like the...
It just took...
The joint swells, like the bone swells. Yeah. And then my ring finger...
Yeah.
Then I started taking just some natural supplements, just tablets.
And what was that?
Just a joint pain, a joint relieving, joint pain tablet. Just it has like turmeric in it.
Oh,
all
okay.
Natural magnesium, all natural. No chemicals at all.
Yeah, not like pharmaceutical.
Nothing pharmaceutical. And then I was taking a natural anti-inflammatory tablet.
Yeah.
So, but I had to take them, of course, consistently.
Yeah.
And like when you stop. Day. But my right finger...
And did you find with those, though, like it was still painful or did it fix it?
No, still painful.
Really?
Like...
Just kind of like... I guess kind of relieved the pain a bit.
Well, yeah, it did relieve it a little bit, but I didn't wake up going, oh, my hands are great.
Yeah.
I'd wake up and my hands were sore.
Yeah.
Or my hands, even before I started on the hemp CBD oil.
Yeah.
I woke up one night and my hands were aching. Like
really?
It kept me awake.
Yeah.
And my right finger, the one you can see, the ring finger, I couldn't put my ring on. I haven't been able to wear it.
Was that swollen?
Because of the joint being swollen.
Oh.
And inflammation, arthritis, all the inflammation.
Mm.
But now I can wear my ring.
That's amazing. Yeah, well, that's because, and for those of you that don't, CBD oil has potent anti-inflammation properties.
Mm.
So that I guess that's what's helping it.
Well, I think it was might have been maybe a week, 10 days prior to starting on the oil. I did tell you I'd run out of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wasn't going to buy anything.
Yeah, just to get
just start fresh on the hemp CBD oil.
Really gauge it, eh?
And I take 3 drops in the morning.
Yeah.
About 3 drops in the night. Sometimes I take it throughout the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Not because I need it, just I'm home and I think I'll take it.
You just like...
I think I'll just take
makes
it.
Makes you feel good.
But I haven't had, truly, you know, I'm playing with my hands as I sit here, but I haven't had any pain at all in my hands.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's like, that made me so happy too when you told me that. Because I remember, you know, the times when I would visit, or even when I was still living here.
Mm.
I think, and you just, or we'd talk on the phone or whatever, but you'd say, like, yeah, your hands are just aching and stuff. And
well, I was taking,
I don't
as you
know what
know,
it's like, but I know that, yeah, arthritis can be quite painful.
The product, you know, to alkaline your body,
the More Life's alkalizing greens.
I mean, I've been taking them for, like,
8 years
plus
now.
Years.
Yeah, well,
and when I ran out a couple of years ago, my hands ached.
Yeah, I actually remember you saying that too.
Yeah.
It was another big thing.
And then I went back on it, but sort of double dosed.
Yep.
Because it won't hurt you.
Yeah.
And it helped, but it never went away. That's the thing, is right now, there is not one little
not
bit.
Not one.
No.
No stiffness.
No stiffness. Like, that will always be bent.
Yeah.
But it's just not sore. And also too... It's not swollen anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I went to gym this week.
Yep.
Nothing.
No pain.
Normally I can have a bit of...
Your grip was good and everything.
Yeah.
Did you actually notice at all, on that gym topic, did you notice it helping you with recovery? Like, you know how your muscles get sore, like, the day or two after gym? Do you get that much from gym, or...?
Well, it's been probably a good 10 weeks since I've been to gym.
Yeah. And so you should have been, like, sore as the next day.
My legs are a little bit today, because I did a big leg thing yesterday.
Yeah.
But, and then on Wednesday I did all the upper body.
Because that again, too, the anti-inflammatory properties in it. Yeah, it helps. It's been known to help a lot with gym recovery. Or just muscle recovery, you know, like UFC fighters and stuff.
I
was just curious because I've noticed myself, it's...
made a difference.
Massive difference. Like after gym, still, as you said, he's still a bit sore. Like I did legs on Thursday and I was still real sore. Oh, not real sore, sorry, but like... because, you know, at work, like jumping up on and off the fork, like some days, I was like, my legs, it'll kill me to get on and off it. But, nah, it's been helping me with gym too, so it's interesting. Yeah, sort of does that.
Yeah, well, my hands were sore, you know, go back 12 weeks ago, my hands would be sore after
the next after
day.
Gym.
Like, yeah, or the next day.
And that'd just be from your grip.
From the grip or push-ups.
Grip strength. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, different things. But I was just saying to a friend before that about the hemp CBD oil when I dropped Benji off.
Oh, yeah,
I was telling Roslyn.
Oh, okay.
That we're doing a podcast. And she asked me about it, and I said, also, it's the brain fog.
Yeah.
I don't seem to... Just everything seems a bit clearer.
Yeah.
A bit more sparky.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, running on all cylinders sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Body's firing a bit better almost.
And sleeping is... It's not...
Yeah, some people say they...
It's like a... It's a deep sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm finding too.
Yeah.
So some people, or, you know, I've read some people like say... They're, like, knocked out for the whole night. Whereas I think you were saying to me earlier when we were talking that you still might wake up, but you go back to sleep and you're, like, out again. And that's, like, what I'm experiencing as well is, like, deep sleeps. I still might wake up and roll over or something.
Yeah.
But then I'm, crash back out. And you wake up feeling, like, almost more refreshed, I find, too. I guess because you've had such a deep sleep.
Well, it's just putting the body into relaxation, isn't it? You know? And
it's the way the CBD interacts with the receptors in your body. That's really good though. That's good news.
I think it is.
That's what I was hoping to hear that it's helped. And the fact that it's fully taken away the pain in your case, like, that's amazing.
It is, because my hands were...
Yeah, like, I remember.
I'm repeating myself, but when you wake up and you can't sleep, because the pain in your head, in your joints, across the knuckle area is so painful.
Yeah, that it's keeping you up.
Well, you've got to go and have a Nurofen or something because it's...
Yeah, yeah, and then...
Or it just wakes you up, and it's... Especially in the cold climate.
Yep.
But, you know, it's still...
You'd probably be no good down in Melbourne then.
I would be now.
Would be now, yeah.
Yeah. But it is the that morning chill, but no, it's been brilliant. I just think it's...
That's so good.
It's
so good to hear.
Astonishing, it's, really. Yeah, it's to interesting. Think that something so simple.
And from like as you said before, natural. You know, like this extract is coming from a plant. That globally is still illegal, you know, like for people to grow themselves or whatever it be, but it just seems so crazy.
Well, it just shows you if you go back to,
But there's change happening.
Go back to cave people or
the
Indians. I mean, I'm sure they were.
Oh, the Chinese.
And the
Indians,
Chinese, they were all probably using the herb back then.
Yeah.
It's not like it's just been,
No, it's been around. Yeah, people have.
And I think it's people just need to change their mindset to it.
Yeah. Well, that was, well, as we've discussed, that change is definitely coming.
Mm.
You know, there's like 11 states in the US now that have, I think, legalized it. Yeah, for recreational and medicinal. And Australia, actually, but only for certain, like, chronic diseases, but New South Wales and Victoria, it's medicinally. Medicinal use is allowed. But you got to go through a doctor and everything like that.
Well, the day will come.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's closer than far away.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. So, it's just a matter of time, really, isn't it? Like,
oh, well, maybe Australia's a little bit behind.
Yeah.
In some ways, yeah. So, but eventually it will. And, oh, look, there are people who are getting, are getting and are going to get a lot of benefit from such a natural source.
Exactly, you know.
And
like,
that's what we need to continually be telling ourselves and sharing with others, is that, you know, it's like, it's so totally different. Can I ask this question?
Mm.
It's so totally different to someone having a joint, you know. Like a joint's, people, I think, when you say to them it's a CBD oil, they think that they're actually having.
Yeah, yeah, I get that question a lot. People go, like, does it get you high?
Mm.
Whereas they don't, yeah, a lot of people associate it to, like, getting high because it comes from the cannabis or hemp plant. When in actual fact, like, it's the non-psychoactive compound from the plant.
Mm.
Whereas THC is one of the other compounds found within the plant, and that's the psychoactive compound that gives you the high feeling. But again, too, like even smoking weed, that's something that's, well, that's a whole other story in a sense, but it's, that's another thing that has got a bad rap. You know what I mean? Like, in my, and this is my opinion, but in my opinion, like, you know, I like to have a beer and a drink and stuff, but I think smoking weed is a lot better than drinking a lot.
Right.
You know, there's just so many, like, bad health effects, like your liver and stuff like.
So
the fact
were,
that alcohol is
illegal.
The fact that alcohol is legal and weed's not is
crazy.
Yeah, it's just. I like that.
You can keep that one.
I like that.
And, well, I think you might have said it earlier, eating clean.
Mm.
And your energy levels are different. It's like, if I want to go to Brisbane, or drive to Melbourne, I've got to make sure my car is full of petrol.
Yeah.
And the best petrol.
Exactly. You got to give yourself the right fuel.
Your body, if you're feeling tired, if you're not having energy, that's why I say to people, sometimes just keep a journal. Write down what you eat for a week or a month.
Yeah.
And then you might find that, you know, certain foods you're eating may not be fueling your body.
Exactly. Or I think too, if all of us as a whole, like if we did do a food journal or something.
I've done it.
Like that. I'm sure you have,
yeah,
but,
great.
You know, it's one of those things you'd actually kind of, might even open your eyes to seeing what you're putting in, what you're consuming. You might
that's
not actually
right.
be that aware of it, because you just, you know, but I mean, living busy lives, day to day, work.
Yeah, you know, we just had,
we get sidetracked?
We just share what we had for lunch.
Yeah,
so
of course.
But how easy was it? The salad was already made in the fridge.
Mm.
You know, lettuce, cabbage, spinach, leaves, a bit of cheese.
Cucumber.
Like, it was a salad that
yeah.
a couple of days old, but it's in a fresh Tupperware container, right?
Yeah.
So we had that with a little bit of potato.
Yeah.
Not much. Garlic potato. Homemade.
Mm. You know, the potato was good.
Fresh potatoes, steamed, with garlic and butter.
Yeah.
not bought from the shop, it's got any preservative in it to keep it whatever, not cooked in the microwave, but again, you make it big container, so you've got it for the week, and a can of tuna.
Mm.
And it was beautiful.
Oh, it was delicious.
And healthy.
It was real tasty.
You know, it's just, we have to change the mindset to lifestyle and taking the time to make the time to eat correctly.
I think it's kind of, as you said before, like education. And as a whole, I can't recall exactly, but I don't think the education on food was that great during school. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things they could be teaching in school that could benefit us a bit more in our actual grown-up lives. But I think, too, just comes down to awareness. You know, as I said before, like wanting to develop a better understanding of wellness myself. But that's what I'm trying to do at the moment a lot is... And I've been thinking about something, so I'll ask you, because I wanted to ask you. And now we're... But it's... it's good that the CBD's helping with your hands and whatnot. But I guess on the other topic of that we've touched on a bit, is it like food and diet? And again, we're no nutritionists or anything like that, but just being aware of what you're consuming. How much you're consuming of something, you know. Because a couple of wines a night can be a bit too much, but then they say one red wine a night, it's actually the antioxidants are beneficial.
Yeah.
So,
well,
but the question... The question I was being meaning to ask to kind of transition to the food side was... he said, like, you follow that eat right for your blood type. And that's something that's...
Yeah, my brother and I have been doing it for probably 18, 19 years.
Well, does Uncle Michael do it too? Yeah. Does he follow it though? Like, because you follow it pretty strictly.
We both go a bit off it.
Okay.
Like 6 months, 7 months ago, I started eating olives, tomatoes. See... Olives and tomatoes are a no-no for me.
And what's your blood type?
B.
B. Okay.
And so, corn, olives and tomato, three things. And chicken.
Yes.
But it's actually not the chicken itself, Michael and I have discovered. It's the chicken skin.
Really?
So we can still have chicken. Not too much, though. Like we had it the other day for lunch.
Yeah.
But not too much, not every day.
Mm.
For my blood type, it's basically high, like meat, lamb. Lamb is really beneficial for us.
Yeah.
And Michael will say the same. Like if he's...
And Michael's B as well.
So if he has a lamb kebab, he'll have more energy than having a bucket of chicken wings.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
He told us on Tuesday, had a bucket of chicken wings.
Yeah.
And he felt terrible. I won't say what he said, but he felt terrible.
What did he say?
Obviously, he felt shit, you know.
Yeah.
And a few other words, maybe. But the thing is, he likes them, but it's the chicken skin.
Mm.
Right? We like that crunchy bit of the chicken wing. But he can eat chicken, just the flesh, and he's okay. But he said he felt like shit afterwards.
Yeah.
But if he has a kebab...
Which is still not fast food, but
it feels more energized. Really? So for me, if I have, I love the tomatoes, I love the sun-dried tomatoes and the olives, but I can honestly say when I used to eat it, I was eating it a lot for a couple of months there, my hands were aching more.
Mm.
So... In 2 months' time or 1 month's time, I will have a Sunday afternoon session with some olives, some sun-dried tomatoes, the cheese I normally have. The cheese doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
And some red wine. I might do that tomorrow. But
And no. See if, I guess, so you're saying that, see if the CBD...
Helps with the it's the acid.
If it actually counteracts, like, it's if the you're then able to eat those foods that you... generally couldn't.
Yeah. It's the acid in them that affects my body. But for me, eating right for your blood type, look, if you go to XYZ place that helps people lose weight, a lot of them do blood tests now.
Yeah.
Naturopaths will do blood tests.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've got food allergies, they'll do blood tests first. And a lot of them don't say, oh, I follow Eat Right for your blood type, but I'm sure a lot of them behind the closed door are looking at your blood type, looking at what you're eating, and then they're going to recommend.
Yeah, give you, yeah, recommendations off that.
Because
I'm an O.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, so you lose weight on it. If you stick with it, you'll lose weight, you'll have more energy.
Yeah.
It's just fueling the body, you know?
Yeah, that's... I think...
Are you an O?
Yeah.
Where'd you find that out?
So I can, I remember, like, as you said, 18 years you've been following it for. I remember when you first, like, got into it, I recall, when I was younger.
You were a point.
Yeah, and I remember even as I got a bit older, I think you gave me the book and suggested I have a read. I think I read a little bit, but, you know, I wasn't into reading at all when I was younger, but now I'm getting into it, which is pretty cool, but... yeah, so then when I went to the army and they take our bloods and everything, because they put your blood type on your dog tag.
Right.
Because, you know, if you're unconscious, if you need treatment, so they can...
Oh, that's how you found out?
Yeah, that's how I found out my blood type when I went to the army. So, and then I think that's when I got the book off you, or I maybe came back to the Gold Coast and read it.
Is oats good for you?
I'm not sure. From what I remember, O is pretty much the caveman diet.
Mm.
So the O blood type was around back... Yeah, like way back. So before... I think like dairy's not really a good one for me to have. So it was before people started like cultivating.
Meat. Yeah, so it's meat, mate.
There's a lot of things, and like fishing... I don't think fish is that big in the diet. But it's like meat and veggies is what you can eat. Or what the book says. You're the preferred ones. Because I think you'd be able to correct me if I'm wrong. But... Yeah, it has like your high recommendations in the book, doesn't it?
High things recommendations, you should eat. Neutral and avoids.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so no, it's just that popped into my head as we were talking, and I actually thought about it a bit before the podcast. I just wanted to ask you, because then you would get onto the food topic, because that's something you're quite conscious about.
Well,
and you've just. From you sharing it, it does have a big impact on you and the way your body feels
over the years. And I don't think it's the mind can't control that. It's like if you're eating food and it's good, nutritious food, but you're tired all the time, you've got to find out what you're fueling.
There's something wrong in the mix, yeah.
Again, it could be just one thing someone's eating. Like, I people might say, oh, chicken's good for you. Eat chicken, you know, it's high in protein and you lose weight.
Yeah.
But if you're eating chicken four times a week and it's the lectins in it,
yeah,
the chicken, it's the lectins in the tomatoes and the olives and the corn, B type cannot break it down.
Yeah.
So what happens is you store it in your body.
Yeah.
And you can actually store it in your bowel, which is not good. You're not functioning properly.
Yeah.
And then another thing is storing in your body. So when you're storing things that your body can't break down, it's putting more pressure on your liver and it's also putting weight on. Now, again, I'm not a dietitian, I'm not a doctor, but, let's go back to... caveman, they didn't have anything that what we have today.
Yeah.
It was just through, it's just through common sense.
Yeah.
You know?
I think too, eating cleaner, as I said earlier. It's a whole preservative thing.
Oh, I can't. I made some vegetable soup. Just some vegetable soup recently. Yeah. And used stock. Just a brand name, say it. Just stock. Like beef stock, vegetable stock. And did it. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I ate it and straight away I had joint pain.
Wow. That's crazy.
That was before.
Was that before you started taking
before
CBD?
Before I started taking the CBD oil.
Yeah.
But then I made another batch. So I actually threw it out.
Yeah.
Because the preservative or whatever was in the for me, the other day I had family here and we had chicken and saddle.
Mm.
So I actually boiled up some of the carcass and the chicken.
Yeah.
And I've made a stock.
Okay.
So I will use that and make my vegetable soup, which I was going to make for us, but I'll still make it tomorrow and have it Monday or Tuesday night for dinner.
Yeah.
But it's, again, we're trying to do this fast fix.
Yeah, everyone wants the quick fix.
When, you know, to people who are your listeners, next time you're steaming some vegetables, actually steam them.
Yeah.
Not microwave them. And keep your juice.
Ah, that's your veggies.
Now, what do you steam up?
Yeah.
Broccoli?
Just veggies in general, yeah. But I actually, it's funny you say that because I steam my veggies in a steamer in the microwave.
Yeah, but do you still have water?
Yeah.
That would still have the nutrients in it.
But
it's still the stock. So you could actually keep that.
Yeah.
And then if you want to make a chicken soup, use that and without using stock.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. It's just the simple things
a tip for you guys.
Yeah, well, even making those potatoes up.
Mm.
Just brought a big packet of potatoes. They're called royal blue potatoes.
Yeah.
I didn't know what they really were. I just bought them.
Yeah.
Because I don't normally buy potatoes. Yeah, and just steamed them up. They're for tomorrow for lunch.
Yeah, they're yum too.
Yeah. And just crushed up a whole garlic thing and butter. I mean, how healthy is that?
I'd say pretty healthy.
And if you're on a budget, and if you've got a family, everyone loves potato. I mean, your kids may not like the garlic. It's a bit garlicky, but
I love garlic.
Still good for
garlic's another thing that's great for you.
Mm.
Well, I think we're good for time.
Yep.
But, yeah, I'm really happy to hear that it's
relieving
the pain for you, because it's makes me happy, you know? I'm all mumsy in pain, but
that's great. Well,
it's astounding to hear, actually.
Have to, you know, when you come back up in a couple of months' time.
Yeah.
See how it's all going.
Yeah.
Because
it'd be interesting too to see how, like, now that you're taking it, as you said, maybe in like another month and a half's time, eat something that would usually, like, you know, give you a bit of pain or something because of the preservatives or whatever. Mm. It's just not your usual thing you'd eat. It'd be interesting to see if
the reaction's not
there. Yeah, well, if the reaction is there, or if it's not as bad because of the CBD.
Mm.
Imagine if it wasn't, you got, like, no reaction.
Well, it's the food that can cause the inflammation, and the same as
sometimes
well.
For yourself, yeah.
For me, now I'm just talking purely for me.
Yeah.
It's food that causes my inflammation.
Yeah.
And it's also certain wines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but in particular with your hands,
it's from
years of work and stuff like that. And
age. But it's quite interesting, Corbin, when you really think about it. You know, you can sit down to an antipasto plate of cold meats, olives, sun-dried tomatoes and some cheese. It's all quite healthy.
Yeah.
Sure, there's preservatives there in the cheese or whatever, but it's not takeaway.
Mm.
But then to have, like, to be woken up with joint pain.
Yeah. It's not very pleasant.
What are you going to do? Have the joint pain in your hands, your knuckles, and still eat that food or stop eating the food?
Yeah, you're going to stop eating the food, most likely.
I've always been one to think, well, what have I eaten?
Yeah, no, you definitely have.
Now, what did I have that Look, even the other night, I'll just share it with you. I have this really nice pizza I buy at Aldi, right?
Yep.
It's just a spinach and garlic pizza. Pretty basic. I love it. I don't eat much wheat, but I do occasionally. And I put some salmon on it the other night.
Oh, okay.
Cooked up some Atlantic salmon.
Yep.
And put that on it. I only had half of it, but I was awake a lot throughout the night.
Really?
So what was it?
It's the food.
Yeah, that's it. It's either the wheat that my body is struggling to digest it through the liver. That's why I keep waking up. Or was it the preservatives in the pizza?
Probably a mixture of both, even.
So there you go. I still loved it.
Yes, it was delicious, but...
I prefer to have a good night's sleep.
I'd rather that too.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's good to hear.
Yeah, it's been great chatting.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
And I'm just really happy that it's helping you and giving you better comfort.
For sure. Let's tell the world.
Yeah. So thanks for listening, guys. Thank you again, Mum. It's been good coming up this weekend to see you. And for those of you that are interested in checking out our CBD tinctures or oils, you can get them at www.thehemplab.com.au. And give us a follow on our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or at The Hemp Lab. Thanks for listening, and
ciao.
See you next time.
Yep.